Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Vallow moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow scores. Philly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain bunts towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly scores. Zernial moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Young reaches second base with a double. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion misplays the ball. That's an error on Marion. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Courtney moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird juggles the ball. That's an error on Bird. Courtney scores. Bearden moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapp hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marion is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-0 in the game. Bird strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bearden moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bearden moves to third. Young moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Bearden scores. Young scores. Delsing moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Rapp reaches second base with a double. Delsing scores. Rivera scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Courtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Rapp scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney scores. It's 7-3, Browns. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bearden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kukab fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kukab juggles the ball. That's an error on Kukab. Rivera goes all the way around to score. Rapp moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Kukab covering. Safe. Rapp scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Zernial moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zernial moves to third. Fain moves to second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Zernial scores. Fain moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-4, Browns. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Johnny Kukab. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Wright now pitching. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Marion hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Marion reaches second base with a double. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Bearden reaches second base with a double. Marion scores. It's 10-4, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bearden scores. Young moves to third. It's 11-4, Browns. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young scores. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Browns. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Philly reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Vallo goes all the way around to score. It's 12-6, Browns. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 12-7, Browns. Hal Bevan pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapp. Kell reaches second base with a double. Bevan moves to third. Satchel Paige now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Astroth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Athletics 7. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing third base. Billy Hitchcock now playing first base. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first, with right covering, for the out. 2 outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Marion hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Ed Wright. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Athletics 7. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Young strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and three walks. He's got three RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.